at WAMZ 628. Dick Braun with a thank you to the Jefferson County Teachers Association bringing by some fine treats for us yesterday. We shared it throughout the office here at WAMZ, office and studios. And even the people under the table got some.
Wish I had a car. Martina Riley's gonna do this to me.
Norma, not Norman. A lot of people thought it was Norman Jean Riley. Nay. Diamond Rio at 6:31 at WAMZ. Excitement at Louisville Speedway this weekend, June 6 and 7. It's going to be the Gravedigger, Equalizer, all your favorite monster trucks live in their only figure eight appearance. We've got to change the wording on this announcement. It looks like monster trucks live in. Monster trucks live in. You know, some people say that. Monster trucks live in their only figure eight appearance, and that's going to be at Louisville Speedway. And also, you're going to the Feast with the Beast. The Feast with the Beast. And we'll have a couple of WAMZ beasts there, too. Coyote and Dan Robinson
right
there. And the banquet will be it'll be hosted and catered by the banquet table. Mm-hmm. I guess Coyote and Dan Robinson are the hosts, but the catering element, banquet table, and they've got some good thing. Have a chance to get your picture taken with the monster trucks, too. Louisville Speedway, June 6 and 7, as they say in the biz, be there. There.
Oh, you do that so well.
I know. Ted Kennedy has resurfaced with a ring.
What's he done now?
And not in his nose. He has finally bought all the money the Kennedys are rumored to have.
Mm-hmm.
He has finally come up with an engagement ring for his bride-to-be.
Well, that's good.
What, that woman's from Louisiana, isn't it?
I'm not sure where she's from.
She might be a Cajun woman. Might bring some sense to the Kennedy family.
You know? Think so?
Hey, tell you what we're going to do now, yeah? All right, you know, get some good eating. That's probably what it is. The Kennedys have acted weird for a long time because they haven't had the proper crawdad dishes.
Well, that's it. They got to have little crawdads in there. Yes.
They got good seafood on the East Coast there, but mm-hmm. not like to have Louisiana. But anyway, Ted has come up with this engagement ring here. It took a long time. The announcement of the wedding plans was months ago.
Yeah, so it did take a while.
Of course, the January bachelor party just ended this past weekend, too. That may be an element, a factor.
And that's one that legends are made of, I'm sure. 6:32, it's news time. Good morning, I'm Scott Douglas. Broadcast reports in Detroit are broadcasting some distressing news this morning. It appears that at least 10 people have been killed in an overnight fire that was at a home for mentally and physically handicapped adults. The reports are saying that the fire burned for almost 2 hours before firefighters had it under control. Firefighters are currently pulling bodies from those ruins. The string of primary elections that started months ago is going out with a coast-to-coast bang. Six states are holding presidential primaries on a grand finale starting soon in the East and concluding tonight in California. Well, one day to go before the start of the Earth Summit, and on the surface, the host city is happy. Rio de Janeiro is the focus of world attention. Loads of special events are planned, and thousands of diplomats and conference participants are bringing lots of business to town. But underneath the gloss are some deep concerns that the summit will do little to address the world's serious environmental needs. According to Erwin Ortiz, who is the senior advisor on the UN's Conference on Environment and Development, one of the keys in the entire situation is that it's going to be up to the rich countries to see that the poorer ones are able to develop in friendly ways to get the environment on sound ground.
The developing countries have to adjust their economies to protect the environment. But at the same time, developing countries need to develop, and they will develop in one way or another.
Well, with our buddy Coyote Calhoun and a couple of WAMZ winners on hand, the Garth Brooks World Tour begins tonight in Denver. It's a 78-city tour that is lined up for the hottest act in the music business. And the word is that Garth's new tour will feature a multi-million dollar lighting rig that's comparable to any rock show around, according to the magazine Amusement Business. The new show reportedly requires six semis to transport it and a crew of 30 to set it up and break it down, and will also feature hanging speakers this year to improve the sight lines in the arenas and stadiums. Of course, Garth will be playing at the State Fair here in Louisville on August the 30th. Taking a look at the baseball story yesterday, National League winners were Chicago, Atlanta, L.A., New York, and Montreal. In the American League, the wins went to Milwaukee, Chicago, Toronto, New York, Oakland, and Baltimore. The National Hockey League season is over. Pittsburgh beat Chicago 6-5 to sweep the Blackhawks. The Penguins win the Stanley Cup for the second straight year. And they made up that rain-delayed race from Dover, the Busch Grand National NASCAR race. Robert Presley won it yesterday. The WAMZ forecast is next.
Washington warehouses have great values on name brands. Duckhead, Slacks, Khaki, Navy for just $16.88. Five Washington warehouse locations. Check them out now. Get big brands at the warehouse prices at Rubbermaid, Echo, Eveready, Hearts, just to name a few of the major brands you'll find at Washington warehouses in Butchertown, Radcliffe, Preston Highway, Dixie Highway, and Westport Road. Ladies' chick jeans are available, too, in Missy sizes, junior sizes, for $12.97, and they're available in black or a dark rinse or stone washed for just $12.97. That's chick jeans. Your favorite NBA or Major League team t-shirts, shorts, and ball caps. Prices you can afford at Washington warehouses. And shoes from LA Gear, from Converse and Hang 10. Get the LA Gear Paula Abdul leather or canvas shoe, your choice, for $19.88. The major brands are there, and the prices are great, as always, at Washington warehouses. Five locations: Preston Highway, Dixie Highway, Westport Road, East Washington in Butchertown. That's the location that started it all. And Radcliffe, Kentucky, Washington warehouses.
Hey, who doesn't like getting new customers? It just costs so much to do it.
There are hills and mountains.
Let's go ahead and move away from that. We'll move into the weather forecast and try and get that one in a little later. WAMZ weather, partly sunny, warm today. Going for a high of 78, partly cloudy tonight, mild. The overnight low down to 60. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, 40% chance of afternoon showers or thunder showers, and tomorrow's high about 79. And then on Thursday, mostly cloudy, still a chance of showers and a high of 77. Right now we've got 56 degrees, partly cloudy skies. The time is 6:36. And I'm Scott Douglas, WAMZ News.
Just ride in and steal you away. Don't know what else to do. I got a desperado love for you.
Everything in it, keep the diamond ring, cause that's how I meant it. Sticks and stones are all they ever were to me. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two.
Garth is going to sing a song tomorrow, and he could get some tickets for you for the Garth Brooks sold-out concert at Kentucky State Fair. Of course, it's coming from WAMZ right here. 6:43 right now. Gary Fields ready to tell you about traffic in a few moments.
Strapped on my holster low across my hips, with two Colt 45s with white plastic grips. I miss Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid. All right, here, WAMZ. Good stuff here. Rolling on all the time, and that's Billy Dean for you. 6:46 right now. Promised to Gary Fields in the traffic report. He's ready to go. Brought to you by Stumblers, and they have the strawberries, strawberry shortcake, strawberry pie in their newly remodeled restaurant in Starlight, Indiana. The Stumbler Orchard, a great place to visit. Let's check out with Gary Fields right now and see if we can get there from here, all right?
Oh, that'd be no problem this morning.
I'm ready. Okay. I'll be first in line at the strawberry bar there.
Oh, there's where you need to be, Dickie. Well, starting all the second day and the first Tuesday in June, this is what you got to expect in your drive into work this morning. Checking our interstate systems for now. 65 is shaping up nicely coming out of southern Indiana. No problems or delays out of the Bullitt County area. 64 looks good for now. Once you get to the Sherman-Minton Bridge, just expect a little bit of construction delay on the eastbound side and also on the westbound side all the way up to 265. 265 this morning looks good in southern Indiana. No problems or delays along the Gene Snyder and our side of the bridge. And 71 is shaping up nicely coming in from the Oldham Buckner area this morning. Waterston Expressway, you're going to find a little problem eastbound ramp there at of 264. The Waterston Expressway, Popolova Road. City police are out there working an injury accident location. And you're going to find some changes this morning around the Waterston Expressway and Newburgh Road interchange. So if you normally head that way into work this morning, expect give yourself a couple extra minutes because expect some different changes up around Bishop's Lane, Goldsmith, and Newburgh Road. Other than that, secondary roads are all looking good this morning, so that's how we're starting off this Tuesday. And Bell South Mobility customers, give me a call this morning, star 975 is our toll-free number. I'm Gary Fields, and that's the latest from the WMZ Traffic Center.
Thank you, Gary. Stumbler Orchard brings you this information here on the traffic situation. It's strawberry season in Starlight, Indiana. Visit Stumbler's any day of the week. Tuesday is Senior Citizens Day. Great day to have lunch and Stumbler's restaurant, or stick around, go to dinner, you know, and have yourself a good time. 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., they've got the best strawberries around. While you're there, visit the petting zoo and enjoy that good home cooking. Stumbler's, Andy and Marcella waiting to see you there and shake your hand and fill your belly, too. All right, 648 here at WAMZ. Weather forecast is on the way and more of today's hot new country sound.
Good boys play with toy trucks.
Bad boys play with monster trucks.
Good boys dream of flying.
Bad boys really fly.
Now you be a good boy.
And go watch the bad boys run.
Louisville Motor Speedway.
It's the U.S. Hot Rod.
Civil War of Motorsports.
Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and 7th.
It's the biggest.
Baddest.
Battle of the monster trucks ever.
Carolina Crusher.
Equalizer.
Gravedigger.
Taurus.
King Crush.
When it's over, only the strongest and fastest will survive.
Then three classes of fast and wild stock car racing will burn up the oval track.
Never say die.
Bombers.
Tiny but gutsy mini stocks.
The strong and powerful late models.
And while most people are talking about the economy, we're doing something about it. All kids just $5.
Tickets now at Ticketmaster and at the box office.
It's Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and 7th.
Louisville Motor Speedway.
Come watch the bad boys run.
I like the way you make me laugh. I like the funny things you do. You've got a style that's all your own. I like the pride in you. You make me want to smile. You know you make me sparkle too. You're such a kick to have around. I like the pride in you.
Let yourself go to Kings Island this summer. Now save $4 off one day or $7 off two-day general admission to Kings Island with an empty can from any Coca-Cola product. One discount per person. Offer ends July 5th.
You always take me by surprise with all the magic that you do. And there ain't nothing in the world like the pride in you. I like the pride in you.
Wendy's Super Value Menu has a lot of people talking and eating because it's the best place to spend your summer. Just listen to these letters.
Dear Dave, your Super Value Menu has the perfect meal for me. A hot baked potato and a side salad for less than $2. Good food, good for me, and inexpensive all at once. There's no place like Wendy's. Love and kisses, Sonia.
Dear Sonia, thanks. We try to do it better than anyone else.
Dear Dave, how can Wendy's afford to make a junior bacon cheeseburger with two strips of bacon for just 99 cents? If I had a restaurant, and I'm not saying I do. I don't know if I could do it. Signed, Ronald.
Dear Ronald, we like to give our customers their money's worth. You sound familiar, Ronald. Signed, Dave.
Dave, a fast food place near you has been crowing about its value menu. So I tried it. It costs next to nothing. And that's just what I got. Next to nothing. Make room, I'm coming back. Pete.
Dear Pete, I'll save you a spot. Dave.
Save one for me too, Dave. Wendy's 99 cent super value menu. It's the best place to spend your summer. At participating Wendy's.
WAMZ and Steel Technologies present the first annual American Heart Association Clay Target Festival, Friday, June 12th at the Jefferson Gun Club. Participants will be shooting tramp, skeet, and sporting clay. Prizes include shotguns, trophies, and an all-expense hunting trip to Canada. For more information, call the American Heart Association or Mike's Custom Taxidermy at 448-1309. Sponsored by Steel Technologies and the country leader, 97 WAMZ.
Kentucky and
I think think we've got a day we can hug. Yo, yo, yo. We're going up to about 78 degrees today. Partly sunny again. And no rain in the picture. Might be some showers tomorrow, but that's a long way off the way I look at it. 56 degrees downtown. This is Dick Braun with you at 652. And I'm happy to have you here. And stick around because I'm going to tell you how you can win $5,000 by way of your license number. In the next half hour, Ronnie Millsap, Alan Jackson, Tanya Tucker coming up, Ricky Van Shelton, and more.
97 FM.
It's the third hardest thing I'll ever do. And even here, and loving you, girl, the hardest thing I've ever had to do is holding her and loving you.
Windows roll down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town.
Good morning, Ford and GE people. Nice to have you here at WAMZ. It is 6:59 right now. With that new bumper sticker on your car, you know your license number. Keep listening to WAMZ because I am going to draw for $5,000 Thursday morning at 7:20. I said $5,000 at WAMZ.
No matter what you do or say, she's always got to have her way.
Say hi to Lesko and Southland Electric today. Also, the Census Bureau. We have a lot of fans all around here. 7:02 at WAMZ. Nice day building. 76 degrees. We'll see 78. No, 56 now. 56 now. 78 for the high.
Midnight in Montgomery. Silver Eagle. Lonely road. Was on my way to Mobile for a big New Year's Eve show. Hank's always singing there.
WAMZ friends in St. Matthews and Rhineville, you want to know about that next free concert, huh? It's going to be Louisville Speedway, June 14, Mark Chestnut, Colin Ray, Little Texas, all together from WAMZ and Coca-Cola.
Charlie's got a gold watch, don't seem like a whole lot. After 30 years of driving up and down the interstate,
real estate sign says sold. Family picnic table holds all that it can hold. The way they're sorting through what's left of you and me.
That looks like an all-time great for Sammy Kershaw. My goodness, he has hit it big with Yard Sale here at WAMZ. Top 10, number one again last night with Dan Robinson and you people putting in the votes. 7:16 at WAMZ. A reminder, we have a rescheduled softball game tonight. The WAMZ Country Hams and the Master Gunners from Fort Knox. Game time 7:30. Rained out last week. We'll try it again here tonight. Let's see how the traffic goes right now. Dry, but I guess we must be clouded over. I haven't seen any sunshine in glimpses yet. A glimpse of the sunshine. This report on traffic is brought to you by the KTPA Monster Trucks and Truck Pull at the Brandenburg Fairgrounds this coming Saturday night at 7. They'll be featuring the Clydesdale Monster Truck. Tickets available at Brandenburg Fairgrounds the day of the show. And here's this young man, Gary Fields, to tell you how we're going here today.
Well, thank you, Mr. Braun. Yep. And on your drive into work this morning, these are the only problems you're going to find. It seems like the Waterston Expressway seems to give us the most problems, and that's what's got us this morning. At the end of the eastbound ramp onto Popolova Road, City Police are clearing up that injury accident at that location. And other than that, you're going to find some major lane changes this morning down around Newburg Road, Bishop's Lane, Goldsmith Lane, Old Gardner Lane. Just the whole area has been changed around due to the construction flow, so expect yourself, give yourself two or three extra minutes if you normally drive that way to work this morning. Other than that, all the other major interstate systems are moving fairly decent for this time of the morning. Secondary roads are looking good for now and over in southern Indiana. So this, besides the little accident there at Popolova Road, things are looking halfway decent on this first Tuesday in June. And Bell South Mobility customers, keep us informed. Star 975 is our toll-free number. Give us a call on any problem you might experience in your drive into work. I'm Gary Fields, and that's the latest from the WMZ Traffic Center.
There's a memorable pregnancy in the Philippines, Gary.
Really?
There's apparently, reportedly, a half-man, half-woman in the Philippines who is pregnant.
Okay.
He or she is not sure, but
it.
But he or she thinks that he or she may have lied to himself or herself about taking the pill. Gets a little confusing there. All right, this report on traffic brought to you as a service of the KTPA-sanctioned Monster Trucks and Truck Pull at the Meade County Brandenburg Fairgrounds, Saturday, June 6th, 7 p.m. We'll have the WAMZ winner's van with license numbers and bumper stickers. You give us your license number and get your bumper stickers to make yourself eligible for cash. We'll be there around 6 o'clock at the Brandenburg Fairgrounds. Now, the weather forecast before we draw a license number here. It's partly sunny and warm today, 78 degrees, nice to the point. Pretty much like yesterday, apparently, and that should be good, good, good. Downtown, we have 56 degrees. It is 7:19 at WAMZ.
They hide in darkness, but they will be found. They are cunning and elusive, but they cannot escape. They bring sickness and disease, but there is a cure. The disease is roaches in your kitchen, your cupboards, everywhere, multiplying at an alarming rate. The cure is the Orkin Man. The Orkin Man, the number one warrior in the battle against pests. Armed with one of the most sophisticated pest control systems in the world, he finds roaches and pests, destroys them, and stops their return. Guaranteed. In fact, if pests do return, Orkin will give you your money back. The Orkin Man. One call destroys them all. Guarantee based on customer satisfaction and applies to last monthly payment. Call Orkin for details.
I'm happy to announce that Bank of Louisville is now offering an equity Visa card with a 12.25% interest rate.
You mean I can dump my 19% credit card for a 12.25% credit card?
That just might be the case.
You're so low-key about this. This is a chance to save some real money.
Well, if you'll let me finish, you'll find out there are even more savings.
More? You've got to be kidding.
Kidding? Well, no. You see, unlike most other credit cards, the interest you pay on the equity Visa card is tax-deductible.
Tax-deductible interest? You mean I can deduct the 12.25% interest I pay for my taxes?
I'd check with my tax advisor if I were you, but I think you pretty much understand it. Plus, you get all the convenience of a Visa.
This is great!
I know. Just call Bank of Louisville and get all the details on their equity Visa card.
You young guys really like this music?
Like it? It's Mondo!
12.25 APR may vary with prime up to 21% maximum $20 annual fee. On larger loans, ordinary closing costs up to $136 may apply. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In May 1990, Joe Hogsett's hometown newspaper wrote,
"People who run for office should run for an office they truly desire to hold and intend to hold for a full term, not use it as a stepping stone for higher office."
But immediately after being elected Secretary of State, Hogsett started campaigning for another job. the U.S. Senate. This caused the Fort Wayne News Sentinel to write,
"This newspaper endorsed Democrat Joe Hogsett over Republican Bill Hudnut because Hogsett, unlike Hudnut, had promised to complete a full four-year term in that office. Can't any politician keep his promise?"
And the Indiana Daily Student wrote,
"It's not a question of Republican versus Democrat. It's a question of character, and Joe Hogsett doesn't seem to have it. He has gone back on his word and has ignored his responsibilities to the state of Indiana. In short, he is the politician he claims not to be."
This ad was paid for by all the people supporting the Dan Coats for Indiana Committee.
All right, again this spring, you know WAMZ is giving away close to $100,000. And it's time to get on with it with another winning license plate number on a vehicle sporting a brand new WAMZ bumper sticker. This time it is worth $100. And the license number, Kentucky license, YPS648. On a white Grand Am. Once again, that license number is YPS648. And if that's yours, get on the telephone at 571-97FM within 9 minutes 75 seconds. Make that call there or at the toll-free number, and you're going to win $100. For your chance to win your share, set it and lock it on 97 WAMZ.
Yeah.